So we'd like to direct people's attention now to slide number 8, where we will look a little bit more deeply at the whole question of design and trying explicitly to link the relations between process and outcome using Web 2.0 type interactions. Vic, maybe you could say something about this notion of relationship between process and outcome in learning.
Sure, Richard, I will indeed. I think one of the upshots of working in interactive environments supported by technology is that one's attention, we've talked about planning and the need for planning. I think as a tutor in such an environment, one becomes very aware that there's a great deal going on in groups where interaction between individuals is actively supported by the technology. And what one becomes aware of is that there's a complex set of processes going on over time. And one of the things, one of my strong reactions to being to working in such spaces is that as educators, we'd be careless if we weren't thinking about the planning of the processes as well as focusing on the learning outcomes. So clearly, learning outcomes are crucial, and without some definition of those outcomes, planning would be impossible. But at the same time, I think the striking thing about working in interactive online spaces is that it raises this issue of complex processes going on, and the need to plan for those, I think, it becomes foregrounded. So process and product, they're both there, and I think that's raised by Web 2 more than previously.
Yeah, I think one of the difficulties that research on collaborative learning, I'm not now thinking necessarily about technology-based research, but any research on collaborative learning, is the necessity to be clear about whether the measures of learning are about the individual or about the group.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not difficult to conjure up situations where the group is learning in some way, but not all the individuals within the group are learning.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, you can easily envisage a situation where in a group of, say, 3 people, each of the 3 people are learning something, but the group itself is not making progress in any particular task because they all have different solutions or they all disagree about something and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Web 2 encourages us to be a little bit clearer about this relationship between individual and group learning?
I think what it does do is, I don't think per se it does, but I think if we're serious about using technology enhanced learning and Web 2 as part of that, if we're serious about this, then we have to think in a lot of detail about how we develop the kinds of assessment processes that are required to track individual learning and group learning and discriminate between them so that we've got some clear handle on what contributions an individual is making to a group product, for example. And there are techniques around, of course, as we know, that that we can use for that kind of thing. And being explicit and proactive in developing those for Web 2 environments, I think that's a big thing on the agenda.
Yes. I think that in general, whenever you introduce tools, especially tools that are fun and interesting and self-motivating to use, like some of the Web 2 applications,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whenever you introduce tools into the situation, the fact that the tools are visible, it does change the relationship between the individual and the group, because if you imagine 3 or 4 people can have individual ideas about something that they're trying to learn,
mm-hmm.
But as soon as those ideas are externalized by manipulating tools or by, let's just say, navigating around one of your Second Life islands or whatever,
yes,
it becomes much more evident to the participants in the group what the individual with control over the mouse is actually doing and even what they're thinking. I mean, obviously it doesn't make it completely transparent,
mm-hmm.
but wherever there are useful tools, there's a better chance that collaborative learning and individual learning get aligned, I think.
I agree with you.
Okay, I think that's exhausted that pretty well.